point. Boy, I'm telling you, gonna take a point from you.
Started acting. gonna change the world with my hockey stick. Gonna make a real difference, feed the poor and heal.
Oh, I'm practicing my yard for real hours every day until I get some kind of good that someone really super rich will say. Here's $1 million, you can spend it how you like. You can change this fucking world and turn it into something nice. I'll hear about this foreign magic giving meaning to our planet. And everything we ever wanted, we will get to have it. And it's all this shit, my heart is sick and chill when I use it. I'll hear a new humanity, I swear I won't abuse. I'll change the world, I'll make a difference, man. I'll change the world with my hockey stick, solving all our problems. Like cracking into murder bars, super global warming, floods and arson, rampant burn defense, and things affecting every person. War and crime and racism, all problems of the past. You see, thanks to the greatest hockey player, that would be me. World leaders all united from the joy to watch you play. As a planet gathers round for a chance to hear me say, this place is now utopia and heaven is on earth. Me and my hockey stick have finally broke the curse. I changed the world, I saved the world with my hockey stick. I saved the world, yeah. I saved the world with my hockey stick. I solved all our problems. People don't appreciate the glory I have brought them. I saved this planet in its darkest hour, so they will probably get the magic stick from the curse. Appoint myself ruler of the universe.
The Vandals changed the world with my hockey stick on Punk in Drublic, and I'm Allison Chains, and this is a very special hockey edition because, yes, we're almost there, the NHL, but lots of other great hockey has started, and you can go catch games, and, you know, it's one thing to look forward to when fall and winter comes, because I hate fall and winter, and I've made that very, very clear. The only time of year I like is summer. The warmth. So hockey is, it can bring a little joy into my life and probably yours as well. Also Misfits, I Don't Want to Be a New York Ranger, and DOA, two tracks for them, Donnybrook and Overtime. And if you didn't know, huge Misfits fans might not even know this fact. I Want to Be a New York Ranger isn't actually sung by any of the members, at least this full version that I played. Oh, okay, hold on, I got a story to tell here. So this guy, John Caffiero, he wrote the song intended for the Ramones to perform and sing, part of a stunt for the New York Rangers in Madison Square Gardens, a little promotion for them back in the 90s. Well, in 96, the Ramones called it quits, didn't want to play anymore, so song couldn't be performed by them. So this guy, John, took the song to the Misfits, and then he sang the track for them. There you go. However, a 30-second short version was released with Michael Graves singing it. So eventually, the real Misfits sang it, but that one was just the Misfits featuring John Caffiero. There you go. Also, at the same time when that single was released, Michael Graves, of course, kind of left the band, and everyone was speculating it was because of his love for sports and that he went to try out to be a New York Ranger. However, Michael Graves never really confirmed this. He has been denying those rumors, but you never know. Wouldn't that be awesome if he left the Misfits and actually became a New York Ranger? How funny would that have been? I think that would have been great. So there you go, a little trivia for you on the Misfits. Like I said, even some big time fans may not have even noticed. However, when I first heard that song, I knew something was up. I knew they've had a couple of vocalists, but that didn't sound like any of them that I knew. And there you go. That is why. Well, stick around. Lots more hockey songs coming your way.